So my name is Paul Pearson. I'm from the School of Earth and Ocean Sciences at Cardiff University, and I'm leading the Paleo Ocean Acidification part of the overall UK Ocean Acidification Research Programme. Our project partners are scattered around the place: Southampton University, University College London, the Open University, and a variety of other places as well, people we're collaborating with. Our project is about looking back into Earth's history, into the past, actually quite a long time into the past, to try to understand phases of ocean acidification that have affected the planet naturally. And it so happens that the oceans have been perturbed by natural but abrupt changes in the carbon cycle, causing significant acidification events. We can find these in the geological record, which means going out and finding them in sediments that were laid down under the ocean a long time in the past. And we can study what happened. We can study the onset of these events, we can see how big they were, and we can look at the fallout. How did species adapt? What did species become extinct? And in some cases, perhaps new species evolved to cope with the new conditions. So our project involves a variety of different sorts of materials from different places, and in particular we're working on sediment cores taken from the seabed in various places, and a number of these have been obtained through international programs and are available for us to sample. We do also have one very special location which was discovered by our team through a major event called the Paleocene-Eocene Thermal Maximum, which was an ocean acidification event, the biggest one that we know of. And we discovered this in Tanzania. It's actually exposed on land. Geology has forced it up onto land. We drilled through it, and it's very expanded. And we're very excited because it has exceptionally well-preserved microscopic organisms that once lived in the ocean. They're really beautifully preserved, actually, compared with almost all the other sites that we look at. And that means that we can study them in detail, like the size of the organisms, how they made their calcium carbonate skeletons. And what we can do then is we can compare how those changed through these events with what's happening now in the oceans at the present time or in the more recent geological past. And it may help us identify the effects of acidification that's beginning to show as a result of human activity.